This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There's a campaign ramping up in Washington to block big companies from taking a tax deduction when they settle cases with the government. The spark for this is the pile of settlements now worked out or still under negotiation involving the biggest of banks, J.P. Morgan Chase. In the case of alleged abuses of mortgage bonds, J.P. Morgan has agreed to pay $5.1 billion settlement, all of which seems to be tax deductible. That could save the bank an estimated $1.5 billion in taxes. Now, the U.S. Public Interest Research Group has a petition drive to stop deductions like these, and two Democrats in the House have proposed a law. But Alan Sloan, senior editor-at-large at Fortune magazine, is having none of this. He says in the Fannie and Freddie case, there's a big difference between a settlement, tax deductible, and a fine, which is something else. Good morning, Mr. Sloan.
Morning, David.
So among the many discussions that J.P. Morgan is having, there is one settlement that is set in stone. This is the $5 billion plus settlement involving Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac?
That's right.
All right. So they get to deduct the settlement from their taxes?
There was a business dispute between Fannie and Freddie and J.P. J.P. settled the business dispute for $5.1 billion. It is the classic definition of a business expense.
But wait, Alan, people who are critical of this, who are quite upset with this, are saying, I thought this was a punishment for them doing something. Why do they get to deduct a punishment?
Because it's not a punishment. Fannie and Freddie say, you guys owe us money. J.P. finally agrees to make it go away. Here's $5.1 billion. Don't darken my doorstep anymore. It's a business expense.
Now, if it were not a settlement but was a fine, and that could happen to J.P. Morgan in some of these other cases, a fine, is that deductible from taxes?
A fine is not deductible from taxes. And by the way, since we're talking about this, would you like to know where the $5 billion is going to end up?
Where does it go then?
It's going to end up in the Treasury. It's going to taxpayers because of the way Fannie and Freddie work. Every extra $5 billion that wanders in the door wanders out the door fairly soon to the Treasury. So we taxpayers are getting all $5 billion. J.P. Morgan is getting to deduct $5 billion, but it's still out of pocket, 65% of $5 billion. And it's a lot worse off than it was. And we taxpayers are better off than we were.
Alan Sloan, senior editor-at-large, Fortune magazine, thank you very much.
My pleasure, David.